Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace greetings to all of you, my podcast friends. Glad to have you with me today. And every day, right here on our podcast for about 5 minutes, we just try to talk to you about how good our God is, how much He loves you, His grace, His mercy, His finished work. Some of the things that I think are not presented enough and could always be presented more. And so I hope that we're just a little part of the daily diet that you might have. I just want to speak into your life for a moment, if I could, for a few minutes today, rather than take a specific topic or a specific verse. Let me just say, wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, whatever you're going through, you are loved. I mean, God must have thought a lot of you to go to all the trouble that He went to robe Himself in human flesh, to live as a man, to fulfill all the demands of His own law, because He knew you couldn't. He had seen generation after generation of humanity fail to keep the law. Not that that stunned God, but that's the nature of what it is. And then Jesus lived it perfectly and laid down His own life as a sacrifice for everyone else, so that the human race would never have to fear an angry God. So they could know they are loved, they could know they are favored, they could receive His gift of righteousness simply by faith. What a beautiful thing. And that's what you have today. You have the knowledge that you are His righteousness because He was made sin and you can be made righteous. Don't try to figure it out. I mean, I can't tell you how Jesus was made to be sin, seeing as He never sinned. It doesn't even really seem fair that God would accept Jesus as a sacrifice for all time, for all sin, and Jesus had never sinned. Well, no more than I can explain how fair or unfair that is. I can't explain how fair or unfair it is that God deems me righteous based on no righteous act of my own. He deems you righteous based on no righteous act of your own. That's incredible. So rather than try to figure it out, I just encourage you to accept it. Accept it and believe it. 2 Corinthians 5:21, God made Him who knew no sin to be sin for us, so that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ. I know it seems as if we go back over this over and over again. If you follow our ministry, you know that we go back over the same themes of grace and the finished work a lot. Not that we get up and title every message grace or the finished work, but it takes the centerpiece of everything we're talking about. And the reason for that, well, it's twofold. First of all, I feel like it's my call. I feel like it's what I'm supposed to do with my life. You know, whatever you are good at is what you should do. And I feel like I've got a gift to tell people some things the Word of God says about them. But the other reason that I do it, and perhaps they go hand in hand, is because I don't feel like we've been radical enough with grace through the last few centuries of the church. It's been the message that we relegated to sinners, but we didn't really give up much of it to saints. We look back in fondness with a tear in our eye when we sing Amazing Grace. But even when we sing Amazing Grace, notice it's saved a wretch like me. Most of it's in our past. And granted, the song goes on to talk about how there will be some that leads us home. But I just think we've emphasized grace as a one-time event for too long. So I'm willingly and purposefully over-exaggerating, probably that's not even the right word, greatly enhancing the sound of the message of grace, so that that which has been largely ignored can finally start to get the platform it deserves. Because if this grace is as radical as I believe the Apostle Paul thought that it was, so radical he was willing to sacrifice everything he had ever known from the realm of Judaism, then it's worth saying over and over and over again. It's worth repeating. So again, let me let you in on the knowledge of Paul's gospel. God has been appeased. The sin debt has been paid. You are very loved. Be at rest today in the knowledge that all of your sins are gone. You have the non-imputation of sins and you will never be condemned again. It is this knowledge that will cause you to love life and see good days and be blessed in Christ. Have a great day. I love you. But most importantly, God loves you.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.